one, two.
That's
just
not annoying.
One, two.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. You guys are great. I hope you didn't have to work so hard at home. When you get home, have a nice dinner.
With tea water.
I'll allow it.
Sir, do you have eclipse fever?
What the hell's that?
Are you excited about the solar eclipse?
The only eclipse I know is like Mitsubishi eclipse, and I like those.
And now,
Kevin and Bean, can I get a woo-woo?
Our feature presentation.
That was the high point of the Kevin and Bean show when Bean was doing that.
Woo-woo. The woo-woo. Oh,
that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's Tuesday morning, the 22nd of August.
I know we're going to be talking about it coming up, but pretty blue about the eclipse being over.
Are you?
I don't mind telling you. I'm gonna miss that little guy.
That little guy?
I am. Yeah. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it a lot.
Yeah.
Don and I decided, well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Ooh, what's this?
It's your sad.
My sad music?
Yeah.
We decided last night that if we're still living in the country, we're definitely going to the 2024 total eclipse. We're definitely going to be in the path. We're not going to settle in 7 years like we did yesterday.
You settled yesterday by staying home.
92%?
92, yeah, that should be yes.
Waste my time with 92%.
What were we at, like 60% or something,
something
like that?
Yeah,
62
yeah.
something.
It was pretty
yeah.
remarkable, and I was
yeah.
good with it.
Yeah.
I was good with that.
But yeah. not compared to the thing. If you saw the... If you saw the stories of the people who saw the thing, you'd see it was a completely different experience.
I saw Donald Trump looking at the sun without glasses. I saw that. That was pretty strong.
I saw a weatherman in Chicago crying during his live report.
A lot of people were crying, by the way. A lot of people were crying yesterday. Apparently, it's a very humbling thing. You see Sarah Jessica Parker's video, Instagram video?
I did not.
Well, neither do I, but it made the news because she was flipping out so hard.
Huh.
I mean, a lot of people were deeply emotionally affected by it.
Mm.
So I want some of that.
I mean, I took a longer than usual nap, and I think it might have had something to do with it.
You were worn out. You were tired.
I was spent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you had to walk out to the parking lot for the broadcast.
Oh,
right?
Exhausting.
Then back in to get your stuff, and then back out to your car.
It was craziness.
That's enough.
Like being on a rat race. Hey, I've told this story before. But I want to tell it again because it leads into something that I found in the news that I thought was interesting. Allie, have you heard my story about me trying to visit the Jack Lord commemorative statue in Honolulu? Have you heard that story?
I don't believe I have.
I mean, it is one of the best stories.
It's one of my favorite stories, and I'll try. I don't want to bore people who have heard it
before.
But I'm going to try to tell it fast.
Okay.
Jack Lord, it doesn't even matter if you know who he is, but he was important to me because he was the star of one of my favorite TV shows of all time, the original Hawaii Five-O. I'm telling the story even if it buzzes. It doesn't matter, even if it buzzes. So Hawaii Five-O, not the one that's on currently on CBS, but the original, was on for 12 years, and it was my favorite show growing up, and Jack Lord was the star. He was Steve McGarrett, the head of Five-O. So I'm on vacation one time in Hawaii, and I had read that there was a statue honoring Jack Lord, who was beloved in the islands. He lived there long after the show was off. He continued to make his home there and was very active in a lot of charity. And the people adored Jack Lord. So when he passed away, they put this statue up. And I wanted to find the statue. And I had a rough – this was pre-Google Maps where you could find something precisely within a foot. So I just had general directions as to where it was. So I ended up – thank you.
Yeah.
So I ended up finding out that it was somewhere near a shopping center in Honolulu. So I thought, well, somebody's got to know here. It's right in this neighborhood. It's right around here. So I started going in and started asking people that worked at the shopping center, where's the Jack Lord statue? I've come all the way from the mainland. I want to pay my respects. And most of the people that I spoke with had never heard of Jack Lord.
Oh, my.
No idea who he was.
These are people who lived in Hawaii.
Right.
Who didn't know who Jack Lord was. All right. And eventually I found somebody. I think I've seen something like that. I think it's out here. You take a left and you go down the alley. And I went to the – and I found the statue. I finally made it to the Jack Lord statue. And there, engraved in stone on his statue, were the words, Jack Lord, you will never be forgotten.
Yay!
And I thought, you know what? No one remembers anyone ever, right? Because right. This guy was meant so much to the islands, and now he's gone, and people don't even know who he is. They don't even know that there's a statue
to him. I think maybe he meant less to the islands than you're giving him credit for.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything I read about him indicated that he was beloved. No. But these people didn't even know who he was. They didn't even know there was a statue within a couple of hundred feet of where they worked, okay?
Right.
So I say all that to say this. I saw an article this morning, an interview with the woman who runs the Lost and Found Department at the Dublin, Ireland airport. And the stuff that gets left behind there at that airport, and I assume at most major city airports,
I would think so, yeah,
is crazy. Mm-hmm. And the one that made the headline is someone left behind a headstone at the Dublin airport with the inscription, "You will never be forgotten." Oh. It was left in the drop-off point to the departures area at Terminal 1.
I want to know. Sad.
It's sad. I want to know the story behind how somebody would be traveling with a headstone, and then it would not be important enough for them to keep it with them for wherever they were going.
You know what? That's pretty heavy. Let's just leave it.
But you got all that way.
Right.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, is there any other reason to be traveling with a headstone other than you are taking it somewhere to put it on somebody's grave?
I mean, I can't imagine.
Unless you stole it, unless you ripped it off from somebody's grave and you were taking it home, in which case you'd think that it would be important enough for you to hang on to it as well. Other items also left behind include a toilet seat, a life-size mannequin, human ashes on more than one occasion left in the airport.
That's sad.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Again, that's the type of thing you feel like somebody would hang on to, right? False teeth.
Ooh.
Now, isn't false teeth, why, Kevin?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of false teeth being that are being left behind.
But wouldn't you think that somebody that would be worth coming back for or arranging transport for? If you lose your false teeth, that's an expensive thing that you need,
I
right?
I think so, yeah.
This is why it's so stunning to me that it's lost and found. A glass eye was left at the airport and is now in the lost and found section. Again?
Well, where would you look, really?
I feel like that's something you would notice is gone. A large number of abandoned crutches and wheelchairs.
Would you notice it was gone? Because
I would think
it doesn't work.
Yeah, but you would feel it.
Would you?
You would feel
well,
it.
You don't know that it was in the guy's skull.
No, it's possible it was a spare
right.
for when he feels like having blue eyes instead right. of brown. A large number of abandoned crutches and wheelchairs have wound up in the lost and found, leading airport staff to wonder whether some miraculous recoveries have taken place within the terminals.
Fakers. Total fakers.
Total fakers. They weren't healed by anyone laying hands on them at the airport?
Maybe.
You think they just use the crutches so they can get early boarding?
Sure. Get
and then
past
they get
security
on the other
fast
side?
Or something.
They get on
yeah.
the other side. They just run right out of the airport?
Yes.
A set of cast iron dungeon keys was found on June 11th of this year.
That's it. That's where I left them. Dublin.
One passenger attempted to transport a large boulder from an Irish beach as a souvenir for their garden, even though it weighed a hefty 15 kilograms and could have been used as a weapon. It sounds like maybe they might have taken the boulder away from that passenger, like not let him on the plane, maybe? A large anchor chain link was taken off another passenger, while chainsaws and angle grinders, which is a power tool, have been consigned to checked-in luggage for security reasons. People just bring and leave crazy stuff yeah. at the airport. And finally, while airport staff are used to seeing pretty much everything go through the X-ray scanner, they were taken aback when a passenger tried to take a kitchen sink on a plane in his hand luggage.
In his hand luggage? How does that even fit?
I don't think they mean they put it in a bag. I mean, I think he was trying to carry it on a plane with him to put in, you know, up above the seats. But why would you be traveling with a kitchen sink? I need exit interviews for every one of these people.
Yeah.
I've got to take some research.
Too many questions.
Yeah. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You are a factory of sadness!
The Powerball, right?
Oh, my.
Right.
What's it going to be, $650 million?
I think,
right. Something like that?
Yeah. 411 take-home, I believe. That's your cash payout.
I mean, that would be all right.
Yeah.
Do they just write you a check that says $411 million?
No, I think they give it
dollars?
To you in cash.
In ones?
Yeah.
Wow. Just back up a bunch of trucks. The Bachelor in Paradise report. That was on last night. We got Petros Papadakis on the program today with that. We've got your pay-per-view for Mayweather-McGregor on the show today. You're going to have to win a game to get those. And some brand new music from a little band called 30 Seconds to Mars. And we're going to talk with Jared Leto coming up at 7 o'clock this morning.
Excellent.
So how about that? That's this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the show. LA NOC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Referencing our conversation about the Dublin airport, I heard from Kevin and Bean listener Nata, who says she is a pilot, and the stuff that gets left behind on planes on a daily basis is crazy. I was flying to JFK, and someone left a baby on the plane.
What?
That seems like the type of thing, I don't know, keep track of, maybe, right?
Well, is baby a dick?
Right?
That's good. That's a great question.
By the way, I don't have any other answers for this story, so don't ask any follow-up questions, but I did I did leave my pants on a plane once.
Oh, Kevin. How can you say no follow-up questions?
Because I don't know what
happened. The ones you were wearing or a backup pair?
I believe, because I don't usually wear pants, I believe it was a backup pair. But it was, weird in that they were just by themselves. It wasn't in a
just
bag or
anything. Random pants.
Just pants. A pair of pants. You know, I'm going to put two and two together and wonder if that was the same flight you lost your wedding ring on, perhaps.
No, but it's the one that I thought I lost my passport on.
Oh, wow.
And held the plane.
Because they were in the pants, right?
And went back and scoured the plane and couldn't find, like, everybody was helping me look on the plane, the stewardesses, the pilots.
You are a child.
Right? And then I got back off the plane after, I don't know, 40 minutes of tearing that plane apart to find,
where was it?
To find my passport. It was in my coat jacket pocket.
Did you tell anyone, or did you just pretend? No.
Okay. Why did I tell anyone? I just put my head down and ran.
Corn, how'd that get on my back?
Right?
Oh, man.
I do good work when
do
I travel.
Do not travel with Kevin.
Or do.
For Ralph Carmen with the Showbiz Beat here on this Tuesday morning. Here's Ali.
Speaking of Kevin, if you did not listen to the show yesterday, go back and check out the podcast, because on Sunday night, Kevin watched Game of Thrones for the first time, and he recapped it yesterday.
And nailed it.
Nailed it. It's pretty much gold. It almost made me want to watch it.
I will tell you this, that there was a lot of people on Twitter, and I know this is going to be hard to imagine, who were hating on me because of it.
No!
Yes, very angry.
It's crazy. What, that you weren't taking it seriously enough?
Maybe. I don't know. They're just like, don't insult us. We've been watching the whole time, and we blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, people take it personally when you don't watch Game of Thrones.
But we set it up as, I've never seen it.
Absolutely.
So why would you expect anything?
Yeah, that's kind of insane. Well, I have some...
The Kevin and Bean Show, why would you expect anything? It's our new shirt.
That's a great tagline, too, for the whole show. Good stuff. Well, remember those hackers from HBO? They were not from HBO, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Inside job.
Sure.
Look into that, HBO. Well, they are now threatening to leak the season finale of Game of Thrones, which is kind of a huge deal because it's, what, this Sunday coming up and everybody's looking forward to it. It's the show's final episode of season 7 before it rolls out at the end of the week. So any day now, unless HBO pays up, we could be seeing that leaked.
How much are they blackmailing HBO for?
It does not say, but I can't imagine it's cheap.
Bean, have you heard?
I don't recall.
They can take everything on your site, and then you have to pay them, and then they'll give you your stuff back.
Yeah, they said.
Really surprised that we haven't seen more stories about the emails that were part of that hack as well. Embarrassing things like happened with Sony, you know, in our office conversations and whatnot.
I don't think we're at that point yet. I think they haven't posted all that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not positive, but.
The group of hackers known as the Mr. Smith Group claims it has access to many HBO platforms and to be ready for the leak.
All right.
Yeah, but I feel like we would see all of that if they actually had it, right? We'd see the emails and everything.
Well, if they posted it online, I think they're still holding it for blackmail, hoping for the money.
Interesting.
And then we'll never see it.
Interesting. Meanwhile, not one but four different Game of Thrones spinoffs in the works at HBO. IndieWire interviewed one of the writers and reports all four are prequels and will feature none of the existing characters. Kick-ass screenwriter Jane Goldman, who's working on one of the proposed spinoffs, says one of the spinoffs will ultimately be made into a series. So we're going to try for four and only pick one?
Okay.
Or is she like, I'm doing one, so it's going to be that
gonna
one?
It's going to be mine.
Ooh, I like it.
I think
she's,
too.
She's strong-arming them. Do you guys watch that Flipper Flop show on HGTV?
No.
No?
What is it?
It's where they go and they flip houses.
That sounds dumb.
But it's that couple that's super hot, and now they're divorced.
The couple that's super hot.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, then you won't care that Flipper Flop Atlanta is picked up for a 14-episode second season. It's the second spinoff of the franchise. People love those shows.
I know. They seem to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
You're not one of those people.
Nope.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk some Pearl Jam and U2 news. It's pretty big.
Okay.
It's pretty big, you guys. But first, let's talk some birthdays. Tori Amos is 54. Actor Ty Burrell is 50. Kristen Wiig is 44. Rodrigo Santoro is 42. And late, late host James Corden is 39. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is Kevin and Bean Show. Boy, I'm just slurring like crazy, like I'm drunk. I might as well drink.
That was quick.
Do we have anything in the other room?
Probably.
Kevin has a lot of conversations going on in his head right now.
I was just listening to myself, and I was like, I'm slurring every single word. Why not?
Sad I didn't notice.
I mean, if I'm going to slur anyway.
Yeah, have an excuse.
Right?
It does happen more often than you probably notice, Kevin.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so
let's get some beer up in here.
Yesterday was the Great American Eclipse, and I have for months now I have been poo-pooed by how awesome it was going to be. At one point yesterday, Kevin, we were doing the live broadcast from the parking lot here at K-Rock. You did admit that it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You actually enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
You're glad you saw it.
Yes, but the complete time of the time that I was interested was maybe a day before.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Until perhaps a couple of hours afterwards. So I'd say 28 hours.
Yeah, you didn't need the lead up.
The 2 month.
Yeah.
Lead up.
Right. Allie, at one point you said when I brought it up, I don't know, back in February, you said I wouldn't open the blinds in my apartment to look outside if there were eclipses. Did you eventually grow into being excited about it yesterday as well?
I mean, nature's...
Was it a take it or leave it for you? Or?
A little bit. Yeah, nature's cool. But yeah, if it didn't happen yesterday, I'd be okay. Probably the same as I was.
Okay.
Sorry, Bean.
Do you want to hear some highlights from yesterday from the coverage?
Oh, there were some?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? This is clip one.
Wow.
What? Why wow?
Allie just said, Bean, because we're sitting outside...
Right.
We're just sitting outside, and she said, has the eclipse started yet? And I said, I don't think so. And she said, so I can look at the sun? And I said, as if, like, the eclipse is the part that you can't watch,
yeah.
But you can look at the sun full time.
Until the big moment of the eclipse.
Could you look at the sun yesterday, Allie?
You can't look at the sun at any time.
She thought the only time you couldn't look at it is when it's covered.
Hmm. Yeah. Which, by the way, is the opposite of what's true. That's when you can look at it when it's covered, if you're in the path of totality. Not for us yesterday, but that's the only time you can look at the sun is when it's at the path of totality and you don't need your glasses.
And the reason you need the glasses is because every day you walk outside, you don't look at the sun because it hurts your eyes.
That's the difference between you and me. I do look at the sun
every
day.
But Allie was serious.
Well, the president has superpowers. He can look at the sun.
Don't,
it doesn't bother
him.
Don't
compare me to him.
I'm just saying, maybe the two of you are the only people on Earth who can stare into the sun and be fine.
That's possible.
I feel like the bottom right is blacked out. No?
Do you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you looking at the sun?
I don't think so. Wait, where am I supposed to look? I really wasn't seeing the same thing at that point. But it occurred to me, I don't have great eyesight. But
right.
it was definitely top to bottom. You were right.
Okay, sure.
There was no bottom right.
At the very beginning, we were trying to figure out which way the moon was going to be moving in our view. If it was going to be coming from the bottom right or the top down, which it turned out to be top down. But then, Bean, this, I got to tell you, this was so shocking to me because Bean has been talking about the eclipse for 2 months.
Yeah.
And the eclipse fever and how it's all anyone's talking about. And Allie and I were like, no, it really isn't all anyone's talking about. So then we wanted to know what Bean saw.
I don't see anything because I'm inside.
Oh, my God. Of all people, you're
I'm inside. I have to walk. I have to walk. Like,
You're the only person that got us all excited about it.
I know.
Thank you so much.
And I know. And I do have the eclipse fever.
You know.
Eclipse.
But I'm like 20 feet from the doorway here in Seattle.
Walk out.
But
and
I can't on the mic, though, is the thing. I don't have the fancy.
Yo.
I don't have the fancy. What he's looking for is a longer mic cord.
Right.
That's all he needs is a 20-foot mic cord. Now, Bean's been looking forward to this for 2 months.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to get a mic cord.
You'd think.
Right, but I also knew that we were going to get off the air at 10, and the bulk of it, the most of the eclipse, was going to be after that, and I would be able to see that part.
But you were thrilled for a couple of months.
Yeah.
You had nothing but time to get a 20-foot cord.
I should have planned that out.
So you could watch beginning to end.
I could have done more.
It's shocking to me how excited you were for 2 months.
Yeah, I sort of dropped the ball on that.
And then you couldn't see it.
That's accurate.
Unbelievable. So then we called Mark Thompson, a friend of ours, and he was in Missouri. He was in the path of total whatever.
Totality.
Yeah, that.
St. Joseph, Missouri, right. One of the spots.
Went all the way there just for this, and this is his report.
The sun has emerged from the clouds.
Yes. Okay, good.
Okay.
Oh, now it's just ducked again behind the clouds. This is really profoundly disappointing to you guys. I mean, has anybody checked the date? It doesn't make any difference to me.
So he was standing there. And the clouds completely kept them from seeing any of the eclipse.
I felt terrible for the people who traveled. I mean, in his case, he traveled over 2,000 miles to get to that location. But so many people around the country ran into cloudy weather, and it must have been so disappointing.
But funny.
But really funny.
Pretty funny.
I mean, when you consider all the work that it takes to get in that path, and they were fighting for people, you know, for hotel and for everything else. It was sold out all the way along the way. So great.
So good.
No one was as good as the guy at the bus stop.
Oh, my God.
That Muggs had. So we sent Muggs in as part of our total coverage. We sent him, I don't know, 40 feet to the bus stop in front of the building. And he put the headphones on a guy, and he put the glasses on him. Mm-hmm. And then he gave the man a microphone. And the guy, I think, summed it up nicely.
What do you see?
Oh, shit. I see.
Oh, we got it done. We can't cuss. No. We cannot cuss on the radio.
Yeah, we know it's majestic.
I see it. I see it now.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like a bite.
It's like a bite out of the top of the moon. Yeah. I'm sorry, the sun.
It's really delicious.
Is it? How would you rank it on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of how exciting it is for you, sir?
Now, this guy can't hear Bean or I.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't realize that at the time.
Me either. And then so Muggs had to repeat it.
That, you know,
how would you rank it on a scale of 1 to 10?
He can't hear us, Bean.
Right now is at 3.
3, okay.
Okay.
I'd give it a 3.5.
Two,
okay.
Four.
Okay, four.
Right, now we're at a 4.
Quick.
Wow,
that was
four.
A quick. That was a quick move from a 3 to a 4.
I don't know exactly what he's saying, but it was not moving that fast.
At all.
It was the exact same 20 seconds later. It was not 3 to a 4.
He was super high to be going wherever he was going.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope he was going home to sleep and not off to work.
The guy is like being taken over by other planet.
Okay, now I feel like he thinks that it's being taken over by another planet. Yeah. And I feel that way because he just said it. And
you that's know, mostly that.
That's a weird thing to believe.
I would be willing to bet a large percentage of Americans yesterday, even while they were watching the eclipse, were not completely clear what the moving parts were.
I would believe that.
In other words, didn't understand, could not have articulated in a sentence, the moon is between the Earth and the sun.
But how many people do you think a planet was being taken over?
Well, that was a surprise. Yes, we're being taken over by another planet.
We're being
that is
taken
exactly
over by
that.
Another planet.
That is what's happening. The sun is gone.
Right.
It's gone, man.
Right. We're all going to die, dude. You know that, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Right?
Without sun, you can not
freeze.
Live.
Without sun, you will not live.
That's true.
That's
true.
Like the end of the...
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right.
Let's take the mic away from that guy.
That's our team coverage.
May I add, we heard from Esteban, a Kevin Bean listener. Bold statement, but I think the only people who crap on eclipses have never seen one. I was in the line of totality near Salem. It was one of the most awe-evoking experiences of my life. He says, I can understand people not being excited about partials, but the total is a completely different and moving experience because it's not just the sun being blocked out. It's seeing the tenuous feathers of the sun's corona, the kisses of the bright red prominences,
the stars emerging
from the falling sky, the random pulsating shadow bands and tree shadows, all of it. People in Salem were jaded by all the hype, and then it happened, and they were in awe. I'm definitely going to be there for 2024, as am I, by the way, April 8th, 2024. I am all over it.
You.
And listen to this. If you guys didn't see this video, this was in Oregon. There's a news reporter there covering the eclipse, and he never shows her, but you hear her in his coverage. This is this girl's reaction. You tell me how old you think she is to when it when the sun was completely blacked out by the moon.
Why is she screaming?
This is her level of excitement over seeing the total eclipse.
What's wrong with her?
I mean, what I, like I said, they never showed her, and I was convinced at one point that she must be being attacked or something or dragged off to a van, but
what's
no, it's
happening?
Just, it's just the eclipse.
I mean, what? Come on.
No.
Yes, no. Somebody shut her up. I know, right?
What's happening?
She's awfully excited about that eclipse, I guess.
This dude, by the way.
Without sun, you will not live.
That's
so
true.
That's true. Like okay. The end of the...
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All
right. Let's take the mic away from that guy.
We did put a video up of him on the Instagram, on the Kevin and Bean Instagram. It's at Kevin and Bean, and it's pretty fantastic.
And he looks just like what you think he's going to look like.
Yes, he does.
A little more than a half hour from right now, we're going to play brand new music from a band called 30 Seconds to Mars. Their new song is called Walk on Water. And then we'll talk to the man who wrote it and sings it, Jared Leto, right after that. That's at 7 o'clock this morning. So let your 30 Seconds to Mars fan group know he's going to be on K-Rock coming up.
All right. You can text us anytime at 1-800-520-1067. That's the same number that you call for the contest. We are getting a bunch of texts on a bunch of topics. This one's about the eclipse coverage, which mm-hmm. we did such a great job with. Leslie says, it's like a bite out of the top of the moon. Well done. This one is Rom.
I mean, that's kind of accurate, though.
This one's Rom in the 818. Can I see more of Ally McKay and less of Beer Mug and Kevin?
Oh, Rom.
That's nice, right?
I mean, look at those two.
Hashtag Radio Hall of Fame, what a damn train wreck. So, not possible. Champagne... Pepe's, honestly, who thinks Bean will make it to the next solar eclipse?
How dare you?
Oh.
But Girl in Green says, crushing on Bean right now.
Thank you, Girl in Green.
For what? For talking about the eclipse and then not watching it?
I'll take it.
This guy, Savage, says, this eclipse sucked. I don't know exactly what he was looking for.
He liked the last one.
Kevin, I want to let you know that you should lose your vision today from staring at the sun. I will still want to hear you on Kevin and Bean. I will get you the best guide dog ever, or could personally be your guide dog. I will get you a badass cane, too.
Oh, that's very nice. Wow.
That's very nice. My job.
Very, that's true. That's
He's
what Chip does.
Got you covered.
And finally, a couple of texts on some songs that we played. We did mm-hmm. play some songs, special songs yesterday yeah. for the eclipse. Stop with Smash Mouth! Oh.
Well, how do you not play Walking on the Sun when you're doing eclipse coverage?
Your music director is embarrassing me. Stop. Well, I do have to say it wasn't our music director.
No, that was us.
It was us. We.
That was anytime Chip has the opportunity to get some Smash Mouth on the air, she's going to do it.
And for the 714, oh, F you. Really? Smash Mouth? Really? People didn't like the Smash Mouth.
Oh.
How dare you.
Odd, right?
I support it.
Here's a text about my emails. I don't check my Kevin at K-Rock email as often as I should.
And by that.
I mean,
once a year, maybe, would you say?
Maybe.
Just to delete them.
I mean, I did delete. I forget how many I deleted.
Thousands.
Yeah, thousands. Anyway, this is in reference to that. A few months ago, Adam Carolla was talking about why Kevin didn't reply to his email regarding the K-Rock documentary. Now we know why. Best worst movies. First of all, Allie, August Rush is awesome.
Exactly.
My good bad movie is Little Nicky. It's a classic for me.
Okay.
I mean, well, honestly, Little Nicky. Does that surprise anybody?
Isn't that the, this was the phone topic we did on movies that you know are bad, but yes. you still love them.
Yeah. You can't help Nicky, yourself.
Wasn't that one of the first ones where Adam Sandler started putting on the baby voice?
It pretty much broke me of my Adam Sandler love.
That movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was like, it was really annoying, but at least it was really long.
Okay.
So it had that going for it. Remember when we were talking about visiting all the things in the United States or whatever? You have to see the world's smallest Coke bottle collection or whatever mm-hmm. the hell it is. This is a great call from the 909. I'm a podcast listener. Chelsea from Cotton just heard the Visit All Things segment from yesterday. I have a goal to have sex in all 50 states. Nice. I'm at 12 so far, but even Kevin can get on board with that, right? I'm down with that.
All right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Why not? And then here's a listener talking about the podcast. He says, we were talking about annoying saying. Oh, I can't read that one, can I? Because it says it has the T word in it. Okay, so I can't read that one, unfortunately. The police did something nice for you. Let's read this. We did a topic because, let's face it, the police get a pretty bad rap because there are some horrible police people.
Mm-hmm. And that's usually when it makes the news, is when something's gone wrong with an interaction between the police and the citizens. And rarely do you hear about it when it's just a police officer going out of his way to do something beautiful for a person.
Exactly. So we had that topic. And this is Hey, Kevin and Bean. I blew my transmission in the middle of nowhere with my sister at night en route to a family gathering. The highway patrol officer pulled over, arranged pickup of my car, and drove my sister and I back home 30 miles out of his way.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's officer was our angel for two kids stranded. Much love to our police officers. Thanks.
Very sweet.
How about that? So you can get a hold of us, most of us, on our email. I don't look at it as often as I should. You can also text us at 1-800-520-1067. And we're on all the social media at Kevin and Bean.
You were ready to pony up the minute this fight was announced as official, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
You can't wait.
I mean, it's throwing away $100. I'm not going to lie. It's truly throwing away $100. But I have to. I don't have an option.
Is it kind of like the lottery, which is, look, I'm probably not going to be happy with the outcome, but what do I have to lose?
What if?
Right. It could be one of the greatest sports spectacles of all time. I don't want to miss it. Talking about Mayweather versus McGregor, Las Vegas this Saturday night. Kevin mentioned it's about $100 to buy it, but we're going to let you see the fight for free, courtesy of Mayweather Promotions and Frontier. We got a party pack, including a $250 gift card for the fight and refreshments, a commemorative T-shirt, hat, and poster, all for you, whether you're a Connor or a Floyd guy. And Allie, you're going to be hosting here. What's the game we're going to be playing for contestants on the line?
I'm going to read a quote, and these are all actual quotes, things that were said during the press conferences that they did all around leading up to the fight. You just have to tell me, is it Connor McGregor or is it Floyd Mayweather that said these things?
So this is know your trash talking, basically,
it's
right?
Trash
talking. Trash talking. They talk so much trash.
Get the impression this is the kind of fight where these fighters really personally dislike one another and they mean every word of it, or is this all for show and they're laughing all the way to the bank?
They're laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this is basically the WWE.
They have no history. They have no history together. So.
No, but I think it's hard to tell. They do talk really bad stuff about each other. Mm-hmm. So, uh-huh. I mean, maybe they're angry at each other now after insulting each other for so long, but who has any idea?
All right, so Allie is going to read the quote. All you have to do is tell us whether it is Floyd Mayweather or Conor McGregor that said it. If you're right, you're going to the drawing. Somebody wins the free pay-per-view. Who's up first, please?
Mike in Whittier. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike. All right, who said this? He will be unconscious inside four rounds. The movement, the power, the ferociousness. He's not experienced this.
That'd be McGregor.
That would be McGregor.
He will be unconscious inside four rounds. The movement, the power, the ferociousness. He's not experienced this.
Well done, Mike. You hang on, please. By the way, I can't imagine in a million years Floyd Mayweather using the word ferociousness. So I think that one was a little bit of a giveaway.
Caesar Van Nuys, hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
All right, Caesar, who said this? You're right. I'm the IRS, and I'm going to tax your ass.
I'm going to say Mayweather.
And you'd be right.
You would be right.
You're right. I'm the IRS, and I'm going to tax your ass.
Yeah, I don't know that was very good.
I think Connor may win in the trash talking.
I would think so. Trash talking. Let's go to Ricardo and Laverne. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
All right, Ricardo, who said this? He looked good for a 7-figure fighter. He looked good for an 8-figure fighter. But mother effer, I'm a 9-figure fighter.
That's going to be Mayweather for sure.
That is correct.
He looked good for a 7-figure fighter. He looked good for an 8-figure fighter. But mother, I'm a 9-figure fighter. Mm.
That I forget to pay taxes on almost every fight.
It's just a lot of numbers.
Let's go to Jesse in Glendale. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
You going out on your face or you're going out on your back. Now, which way you want to go? That's right. Sit quiet, you little bitch.
That'll be Money Mayweather.
Yes, it would be.
You going out on your face or you going out on your back? Now, which way you want to go? That's right. Sit quiet, you little bitch.
By the way, 4 for 4. Our contestants know they're fighters, don't they?
Not bad. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
All right, let's go to Andrew Chino. Hi there, Andrew.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Andrew. Check the face-off picture from yesterday and check it from the day before. Proper effing heels that bitch was wearing.
All right. Who said that, Andrew?
Oh, I'm sorry. You cut out. My reception's bad, but I'm going to take a guess at it.
Okay.
Or can you repeat it for me?
Go ahead. What's your guess?
No, you have to guess.
I'll say McGregor.
Yes!
You are right.
You're so lucky.
Check the face-off picture from yesterday and check it from the day before.
Well done. We're giving away a pay-per-view of McGregor and Mayweather right now here on the Kevin and Beecher. Who's our next contestant? Trash
talking. Eric in Torrance. Hi.
Hey, good morning, C-Rock crew.
Hey, Eric, here's the quote. This bitch didn't quit once. This bitch didn't quit twice. But, bitch, you quit 3 times.
Is that Mayweather?
It is.
That is Mayweather,
this
yes.
This bitch didn't quit once. This bitch didn't quit twice, but bitch, you quit 3 times?
All right, we got time for one more?
Yeah, let's do Rob in Newport Beach. Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Allie?
Hey, Rob. All right, you ready? Hey.
By the way, Allie's a pretty good trash talker.
She is.
I mean,
you're bringing it.
Thank
like,
you.
We don't hear it every day, all day off the mic.
Right?
This one I would never say to Kevin. Here's the quote. His head is too small. One shot is all it takes me. Check the facts. I bounce heads off the canvas.
Ooh, that would be Conor McGregor.
Oh, wow. I mean.
His head is too small. One shot is all it takes me. Check the facts. I bounce heads off the canvas.
I am so impressed with our listeners, Eric and Andrew and Jesse and Ricardo and Caesar and Mike. A lot of dudes interested in that free pay-per-view this weekend. By the way, you can get the fight for your own self Saturday night. They're going to be live from T-Mobile at Las Vegas, Mayweather versus McGregor pay-per-view. But there's only going to be one winner, you guys. Who do you think that is?
The winner is Rob.
Yeah! Way to go, Rob.
Rob, the last guy we talked to. Rob, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys. He's a bum.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Our friend Jared Leto joins us on the show right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock, and we're going to be premiering some new music from 30 Seconds to Mars, their latest single called Walk on Water. We gotta ask Jared what the guys have planned for the VMAs this weekend, too.
Agreed.
Going to be performing the song on the show, too. So Jared Leto and new 30 Seconds to Mars music coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Any of you get a weird letter yesterday?
A weird letter?
From U2?
No.
No.
Wow. U2 fans got a weird letter in the mail.
Okay.
It's a silhouette of a man and a woman in front of text from poet William Blake's collection, Songs of Innocence and Experience, which, as you know, Kevin, is the name of their 2014 album.
Sure.
So it's saying, apparently, in a redacted line at the bottom of the page that says, quote, U2 will announce blank on blank. So, it sounds like that's their new album that's going to be coming out, because apparently Songs of Innocence and Experience, that whole collection of poems, that's where they got the name for their second album.
Okay.
As well. So, they're basically announcing that they're going to be announcing
something.
A new album.
Okay.
I mean, what are you doing?
I miss the old days when I would just wake up and it would automatically be on my phone.
Oh, how dare you. Do you think they'll do it this time?
I think they've learned their lesson.
I think they should do it.
People don't want free music.
I know. What was that all about?
That whole thing
was insanity how mad people got.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
If I want it, I'll buy it.
If you didn't want it, just delete it.
Take it easy.
People were irate about that.
I didn't get that.
Oh, it was funny. Not sure if you knew this, but Pearl Jam sold out concerts at Wrigley Field last August. They were filmed and recorded for a documentary called Let's Play 2, and it's set to open in theaters in late September and early October. Soundtrack is going to be due out on September 29th. So would you guys go see that in theaters?
I don't know that I would go see it in theaters, but I would watch it if it were on TV.
What if I told you Fox Sports 1 will be airing Let's Play 2 on October 13th during Major League Baseball playoffs?
I'm in then. I would, like right. I said, but, I would watch it on TV.
But is there a chance that I'm accidentally going to watch baseball?
How dare you?
Because if so, then no.
Maybe. How dare Maybe you? Before or after they'll have some baseball in it. But
I'm gonna say to you guys that it is easy to take for granted a band like Pearl Jam because they've been around for so long.
Yeah.
But man, every time I see a clip of them in concert, they are still unbelievable.
Yeah, they sound great.
What a great live band. And I bet this could be a cool movie.
I don't know what the last movie was that I saw. Maybe Rattle and Hum.
Last concert movie?
Wow. Yeah, the last concert movie. Is that possible?
I mean,
tell me, is it possible? Is that the last one I saw?
It is possible. We don't know, but it is possible.
What about you, Bean? You're a big concert movie guy.
I am. Well, I've seen all of the Taylor Swift concerts.
All right, but real music.
Wow, way to go.
That's what I'm talking about. And they're phenomenal.
She's saying great acts.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to also say, by the way, the Bieber Never Say Never documentary concert tour was a phenomenal movie.
That actually was a good movie.
Yeah, that was real good.
See either.
All right.
Okay.
Will you watch this, though?
If it's not on a channel with baseball.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen right now. I was thinking about this a while ago. You know when you see on club marquees just some D-list celebrity is going to be there that night? What draws people to say, tonight I'm going to go.
Right.
Tonight I'm going to go and get drunk so I can see insert name there. But when I saw this, I thought, how is this still happening? William Hung. Remember him from American Idol?
Mm-hmm.
In 2004?
Yeah, he's the She Bangs guy.
Yes, he sang She Bangs by Ricky Martin. Not well, but of course it went viral and people kind of fell in love with him because he seemed like just a sweet, sweet little guy.
But hasn't he been gone now for 10 years?
Apparently not. Apparently he is still getting paid to go to clubs. Granted, this isn't quite the payday I expected. He played at Third Base Bar in Chandler, Arizona. They booked him for $1,000, but they paid his airfare and travel just so he could perform there. And apparently, he managed to bring in some 250 patrons. So
that's a lot of people to show up to see William Hung.
I'm saying, absolutely. He got his own booth, ended up signing autographs, taking pics with fans, and they also bought him shots. And you may be saying to yourself, yeah, but how's his voice? Has it held up? Well, I give you this.
That does not sound good, Allie.
I mean,
it doesn't sound good.
I mean,
it's not high quality.
I don't think great quality would have made that sound much better.
True. But to Allie's point, though, how do you get your 15 minutes of fame to last, what, 13 years?
Yes, it was 2004.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
I mean, he was at a club getting free drinks, having the time of his life, and got paid $1,000.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, true. I'd do that.
Me too. Good on you, William Hung.
And I'd sing She Bangs.
Chip, your band is really good. Do you get that kind of deal? 250 people, $1,000, free shots?
Not a chance.
What about William Well Hung Hart? Right?
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
He's already got damn phone calls.
He's already got Hung in his name, Chip.
Oh, he's got to join your band.
Well Hung Hart starring William Hung. Done. I mean, you guys.
Nothing would make me happier.
We've got to do it.
We've got to get a hold of him.
We have to do it.
Yeah, it has to happen. Let's make some calls.
That's funny.
Let's talk about some birthdays. Today, Phil Dunphy himself from Modern Family, Ty Burrell, is 50. Singer Tori Amos is 54. Actor Rodrigo Santoro is 42. Kristen Wiig is 44. And Late Late host James Corden is 39. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
New 30 Seconds to Mars next. That's Walk on Water, brand new music from 30 Seconds to Mars. And Jared Leto joins us on the phone. Good morning, Jared. How are you?
Hello. I'm pretty good. Thank you guys so much for having me.
We're so happy when bands we love come out with new music because we're excited to play it on K-Rock, and our listeners have been dying for this day. And here it is, Walk on Water. We just played it for the second time on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I think, if you ask me, I think anthemic is the word that comes to mind. Anthemic is how I would describe that new single. How about you?
It's not
a subtle one.
No.
I think if we poured any more onto that song, it would explode. But we just recorded the choir, I think, 3 weeks ago. I just finished the song about 3 days ago, maybe 4 days ago. Oh. So everything you're hearing is super, super brand new, fresh out of the oven.
Oh, that's cool. And by the way, you said something on social media over the weekend that made it sound like there were years involved in getting everything just right for this song, right up until the last minute. What did you mean by that? Was there a lot of blood and sweat and tears in this one?
Oh, yeah. We worked this song for, I think, 3 years. I read it 3 years ago in Los Angeles, California. We've been working on the album for 4 years, haven't put music out in about 4.5 years. So, yeah, it's been a long time coming. We're really, really, I think, relieved and also really proud of the song.
When you hear the song, Walk on Water, you think that is going to sound fantastic live. Do you have that in your mind when you're writing it?
Absolutely. I mean, every song that I write, I can't not think about what it's going to be like playing the song on stage. You know, we tour a lot. That's where we live our lives, is on the road and on stage. So this song in particular is going to be, I think, a really special song in the set list.
People hear your music, they hear any music, and they take away from it what they think it's about. And sometimes the artist doesn't care if they get it wrong. Hey, whatever interpretation you come up with is fine with me. Sometimes they go, no, that's not what it's about. This is what it's about. How do you feel about Walk on Water? How much are you willing to reveal about what the song means to you?
Well, it's a song about the times that we're living in. You know, it's a song about change. It's a song about standing up and fighting for what you believe in. But it's a hopeful song. It's an optimistic song. It's also about unity and celebration. So I'm excited for people to hear this song, and I'm really curious to see what they take away from the song. That's one of the things great about finishing a song, is it's not my song anymore. It's everyone else's song.
And it's going to be used in football promos for the entire season for college football. So I can imagine a lot of Shazamming going on, a lot of new fans, too.
I think so. It's we've never done this before, but it is the theme song, the college football theme song of the season on ESPN. And we're really excited about that because it's a whole new audience for us. And a lot of people are going to be hearing the song through the whole season. So,
Jared, are you a sports fan, and do you have a favorite sports team?
Well, I do have a favorite sport, and it's rock climbing. But you know, it's something that you can do solo or with one other person, maybe a couple of other people. And it is a really fast growing sport. It's in the Olympics this year.
Or no kidding.
Olympics coming up. Yeah. And
how good are you at it?
I'm not so bad. You can look at my Instagram account and see some pictures of me hanging off the side of cliffs in Yosemite and other places. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite things to do.
I think it may be time to get an Olympic medal to go with the Grammys and the Oscars, dude.
There's not a chance in hell that I would ever even...
But Olympics. But we're saying Olympics.
A boy can have a dream.
We are talking to our friend Jared Leto here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We just played brand new music from 30 Seconds to Mars. Great to have those guys back. As Jared says, it's been over 4 years since the last new song from them. I want to ask you, because you're playing this weekend at the VMAs, and this is going to be your first chance to kind of stage this for people. Anything you can tell us about it? For instance, you've got that massive choir behind you. Are you bringing out a bunch of people on stage with you this weekend?
So we are playing the MTV Awards. We're all really nervous because we're using a new technology. We're doing something that hasn't really been done before, and it's either going to be really cool or absolutely horrible. So
excellent.
We'll find out really quickly. and, I mean, yeah, the choir is a huge part of the song. So, you know, we'll have in some shape or form that energy on the stage. Looking forward to it, and actually going to rehearsals pretty shortly.
All right. Well, we're going to let you get off the phone here in a second. I had a couple of questions from one of your fans. Lauren wrote in. She heard us say that you were going to be on, and she has been to a couple of your Camp Marses, and she said two questions for Jared. One is, are any of the background vocals on Walk on Water ones that you recorded of us at last year's camp? Did you use any of those either on that song or on whatever the new record will be?
Absolutely.
We recorded people's voices from all over the world, and then we also had the gospel choir, and yeah, that's one of the reasons the song feels so big and epic, is because so many people contributed to it.
Oh, that's awesome. So when Lauren hears that on the radio, she can point and go, hey, that's me, that's me. All right, and the second part of her email was, I also heard that this is their last album, but they'll still continue to make music, just not in an album format. Could you please ask? I would love to know if that is true.
I mean, I think that what's interesting about the time that we're living is that there aren't any rules. You know, if you want to put a song out, you can put a song out. You don't have to wait 4 years and make sure you have the perfect album before releasing music. And I think that's what I was speaking to. So I can see us, you know, making fewer albums, but putting out music more consistently. I would like to do that, and I think maybe people would like that as well.
Is this song, Walk on Water, on an album that is coming out, though?
Yes, absolutely.
And when would that be?
Walk on Water. Probably sooner rather than later. I think we'll put out at least 3 songs and then put an album out. But you know, we've waited a long time, and we spent 4 years on making an album. So this time around, it will be an album that will come out.
Fantastic. All right. Lots of great news from our friend Jared Leto here on the Kevin and Bean Show today. So excited to have you back on the radio with your band 30 Seconds to Mars. Walk on Water is the new song. We'll be hearing it a lot, so I hope you like it, kids. Jared, we love you, man. Have a great time on TV this weekend. I know we'll talk again soon.
We love you guys. We miss you. Thank you so much for the time and the support and love and everyone in LA out there. We're going to see you guys really soon. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Jared. Bye.
Friend of the Kevin and Bean Show, one of the greatest stand-up comedians in the world today, Jim Jeffries, is bringing his tour to the Terrace Theater in Long Beach this Saturday night. We've got tickets you can win here on the Kevin and Bean Show before 8 a.m. if you want to see. I mean, you'll back me up on this, Kevin.
Yes.
Jim Jeffries live.
Yes.
Come on with the come on.
One
right?
of the best today.
Win those tickets between now and 8. But first,
Dodgers! 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 Woohoo!
People may be tired of hearing us say this, but every night it's unbelievable how the Dodgers figure out a way to win. Last night in Pittsburgh, they had an extra inning victory. It was their 40th comeback win of 2017. And look, there
Mama
are many...
Mama Muggs missed every one of those.
Absolutely.
Because she won't watch after the Dodgers get behind.
Right. If they're behind 1-0 in the first inning, she says, well, that game's toast. She turns off the TV. But it's, I mean, look, there are so many barometers of why this team is one of the greatest, not only Dodger franchise of all time, but one of the greatest clubs of all time in the history of the sport. And one of the barometers is you come back. You don't get down or give up because you are behind in some cases, many runs. You figure out a way to come back and win the game. And the man who helped them win the game last night with 2 hits, including the go-ahead homer in the 12th, is on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend, Yasiel Puig, on the phone. Hey, Yasiel Puig, how you doing? Congratulations. Great catch to end the game last night. Great hits to help win the game. How you feeling?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Andrew McCutchen, he hit the ball. He go, back, bang. I go to the wall. I catch the ball. And then next you know, the home run, 12 inning, whatever. We win. Yasiel Puig.
Yasiel Puig, indeed. And yesterday, I want to talk more about the Dodgers in this remarkable season, Yasiel, but I have to ask, because yesterday was such a big day for you and for many Americans because of the eclipse. What was your takeaway? I'm watching that in the skies yesterday.
That is very stupid.
I'm sorry, what?
It's very, very stupid. The eclipse is stupid. Why the moon have to go in front of the sun? The sun needs its own day to make everybody happy, and then the moon will say, no, excuse me, I'm going to cut in front of you. And I say, hey, if I was the sun, I say, get out of my way. I blow you right out of the way. No, I don't need it. I don't do eclipse dumb. I don't listen to no eclipse of the heart. I don't like it.
It's stupid.
Well, it's just the way the moon and the sun and the earth all rotate, though. It's just a fluke of astronomy.
Maybe the way that the nature works, but it's stupid because I guess if we say the sun and the moon and the stars to align for me and Los Angeles Dodgers, Yasiel Puig, bang.
Okay, what's it been like in the dugout? How much fun are you guys having this season, Yasiel?
It's fantastic. When you're the best team in baseball, you're here for the time. You come back from deficit to come back and win the game. We are like baseball, Rocky Balboa. Bang! Underdog, no way. Win the game, Yasiel Puig. We have so much sex.
Wait, you have so much sex?
That's right.
I wasn't expecting that at the end of all the come from behind wins really? We were talking about.
Really? That's not what you're expecting when we are young baseball players who make lots of money? You don't expect us to have lots of sex? Stupid bitch.
Okay.
Oh, you still. Come on.
Take it easy.
That was mean.
I'll show you who's boss. Ali, I show you who's boss. We go to the bedroom. I put on the satin sheets. And a little bar of gay music. Let's get it on. And then I slowly remove your clothes and kiss your body. And then bang, 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 bang. Ding, 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 ding.
So seven bangs, and you're done.
Bang. I have a lot of power. I have a lot of power inside of my pelvic girdle. I create a lot of smash.
Right.
In your pelvic area, right, bang, right. Bang, 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 the bang, bang, the bang, 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 ding, 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 you're super.
I can't argue with that.
I don't know that I have any other questions.
And then I buy you falafel and shawarma.
Oh.
I love Mediterranean food. You're super.
Really? Interesting.
That's weird.
Yeah?
Yeah. We out?
If you say so, I can tell you about my life. It's great. I have a baby. I have
you have a baby. Okay,
oh,
what's
I
it
forgot
like?
You have a baby. I forgot about that.
Amazing.
What's it like being a new dad?
It's fantastic. It's like every once in a while, I walk around. I'm like, hey, that little person come out of my wife, Padima. And then I say, Yasiel Puig, he make the baby. It's like you little Yasiel Puig. You're so pretty. And then I go and I get in my helicopter and I fly around. I say, Yasiel Puig make babies. Yasiel Puig, ding, 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 ding. Best team in baseball. Best team in baseball. Los Angeles Dodgers, Yasiel Puig.
Good talking to you.
All right.
I think I figured out the strategy. I take it back. I don't know what to do. I know what not to do when I'm buying my Powerball tickets for tomorrow night's $650 million drawing. And I'm going to share that information with you coming up in the 8 o'clock.
You don't have a plan, but you have an anti-plan?
I do. I know. Look, I've learned some lessons in not winning up to this point that okay. I'm going to share with you. And number one is don't pick the wrong numbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
That's number one, and I'll expand upon that. But I may need some help because I've decided I'd like to win that tomorrow night.
You just made that decision.
That's a lofty goal.
I made the decision I would like to win the $650 million Powerball. So we will talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. First, though, you can talk to us anytime you want on our voicemail at 323-520-AFRO. It's the Kevin and Bean Afro line. Now, when I hear the music, I got to tell you, Kevin, I get nervous that it's going to be your friend calling back with an update.
It's not.
Oh, we haven't heard from him lately.
No, we've not heard from him, no.
Okay, so 45 minutes, he got it out of his system, apparently, a few days ago.
Pretty much, yeah. First one's about your podcast, Bean.
Oh, that's good, I hope.
Wow, Bean, hot take with the Morse code bit. Your podcast is amazing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Will you please explain to me your Morse code bit?
The Morse code, that goes back quite a few episodes. It had to do with the letter V sounding like the beginning of Beethoven's Fifth and how it was incorporated into the top of the hour ID on BBC Radio 1 during World War II. It's a long and complicated story, but I think I told it well on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
I've got to go back and not listen to that.
What was that?
Hey, man, I would just like to say, you know what? Keep doing what you're doing. I listened to Thanks for That Podcast, Bean. Going into it knowing full well there's going to be way too much cheese, and you know what? It's pretty damn funny how many audio bites you use. So keep up the good work, man.
Weren't you expecting the entire time? But,
yeah.
Yes.
That almost sounded like a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
So Bean does Thanks for That Podcast, Bean. And then we also have the B-Team podcast where they go back and they take a look at old episodes. And we played some highlights of the Bleeda in Reseda, which is a fight between Jimmy Kimmel and Michael the Maintenance Man at the time. And we recapped it on this show. And that's what this caller is calling about.
Hey, guys. Really curious question. Do you really want to recap the podcast on your radio show, which is also a podcast? I mean, if you're going in that direction, I really hope the B-Team recaps the Bleeda in Reseda recap on the K-Rock podcast, so when you guys do your show, you can recap the recap of the recap.
Yeah.
You know what? On second thought, just keep doing what you're doing. You guys do it great.
It does at some point get into Inception territory.
For sure.
Have you noticed how many people lately are telling us to just keep doing what you're doing?
Yes.
And none of them mean it.
No, of course not. But you know what? I think people realize limitations.
Right, exactly.
And they say, you know what? You're doing the best you can, so keep doing what you're doing.
Just positive.
We're just a goldfish in a bowl. Look, if you tell us to do anything other than swim, we just can't accomplish it.
Bean is the reason that we had eclipse fever.
I would like to thank Bean Baxter for getting us so riled up with eclipse fever. I was so excited. I couldn't wait. I bought into the madness, and now it's cloudy.
Oh, no.
I do feel terrible for people who weren't able to see it.
This guy didn't hear enough.
Oh, my God. It is dark in the middle of the day. Why isn't anybody talking about it?
It did kind of just sneak up on some people, I bet.
Hey, thank you, Bean. I get a feeling that the heart of bad you give me
eclipse.
2024, baby.
I am in, my friend. April 8th, 2024. I'll see you there.
It may be a little early to start looking forward to that one.
7 years, man. I want to know how far out can I start booking my hotel, because you saw all the people who realized that hotels were booked everywhere in the path of totality this time around. I don't want that to be me next time.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just staring at this eclipse right now. I feel like, turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round. Come on, Bean. Turn around.
Come on, Bean.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tip. Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired. I'm just a bit gonna get going, but turn around. Every now and then I go a little bit fair, fair, fair.
He's really good.
Well done.
That is the greatest version of that song I've ever heard.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. LA knows he's alternative rock. It's the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 8 o'clock.
I'm a little bit surprised that song wasn't in the top three most played songs on K-Rock for the last 15 years.
Yeah, we've played a lot.
I do feel like we kind
of
do.
We got a lot of hate over that. People are like, what are you talking about? It's we literally figured it out.
It was just science. It was just numbers, just facts. It wasn't opinion. I think what confused people, and I apologize that we kind of launched into this, and if you weren't listening yesterday, you have no idea what we're talking about, but we were answering a question from a listener about what the most played songs were on K-Rock for the last 15 years. And I don't know why that was the listener's parameter. I don't know why they wanted us to do from 2002 on. But the three songs that we came up with, people were very dissatisfied with.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought it was of all time. And that's right, where
all time, it
would have
been
was
a different list.
Sure.
Yeah,
but it was just the last
people were disappointed because there wasn't Nirvana, there wasn't Sublime, bands that they think of as being the quintessential all-time K-Rock bands. Mm-hmm. And you probably are right if you talk about all time. But just 2002 on, those were the ones. And by the way, if you weren't listening yesterday, All My Life by Foo Fighters was the number one most played song in that time period. Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows, was number two. And Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers was number three. So back off, man. Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Did you take it a little personal yesterday?
Well, I mean, we got like Kevin said, there were a lot of people who were like slinging arrows at us as if it was our fault. You know, we didn't make the list. We just read it.
Right. I'm sorry that
happened.
And
by the way, we didn't read it. You read it.
Oh, that was on me.
I just like everybody to know that it's Bean at krock.com.
How dare you?
Right under that bus.
Yep.
Hey, you guys like Jim Jefferies?
Love so much.
Right? He is one of the funniest, if not, I think, the funniest comics working today. He's amazing. Would you like to see him on Saturday at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach? That's this Saturday. If you can go, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. And caller number 10 is going to receive a pair of tickets to see Jim Jefferies, the Unusual Punishment Tour at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach this Saturday.
Jim Jefferies says no.
I think, Jim, I'm giving away your tickets, though. I feel like Jim Jefferies says yes.
Says yes.
Jim Jefferies says no.
Well, okay.
I don't think we have a Jim Jefferies
says
yes. No. Sorry.
Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. An additional show is September 16th. Out in Thousand Oaks if you want to make that one as well. But caller 10 right now, 1-800-520-1067. You're going to go see Jim Jefferies.
I believe in many ways rape is wrong. I believe when possible, you should always avoid raping people. If you leave the show this evening and you're thinking about raping someone, Jim Jefferies says no.
Oh, there you go. That's where it came from. Yeah. There we go. Very right. Well done.
That's great advice as well.
Yes.
Don't rape people.
Right.
You like beer?
Yes.
You like Pennywise?
Yes.
What about those two great tastes that taste great together? I'm watching Chip and Kevin fighting right now because I know she wants to play Bro Him so bad. Go ahead, Chip. Because I will say this. It's now the Bro Him of beers. The quartet Pennywise from Hermosa Beach has partnered with Eureka's Lost Coast Brewery for the release of Pennywiser. A session IPA that's going to be available in limited release in Southern California starting Wednesday, September 6th.
All right.
Yeah, and also available in bottles at select retailers as well as in bars and restaurants. But Pennywiser.
That's clever. That's very clever.
That's good, yeah, right?
I'll allow that.
You will?
Okay. Will you drink that?
You know, I'm not a beer guy.
Right, but I'm saying you'll try it.
I support those who will.
Okay.
I feel like we should be able to have a taste test
right?
before September 6th.
Agreed.
When it's released. Maybe have the guys have Fletcher come in.
I mean, that'd be all right.
Fletcher and beer. Holy crap. Does anyone need that?
It's not a great idea.
We all need it. Hey, if you were a fan of Angels and Airwaves' first EP, their debut, We Don't Need to Whisper, well, you're in luck if you want to hear maybe some acoustic versions of some of those songs, because Tom DeLonge has released new Angels and Airwaves. It's a four-song release. It's Valkyrie Missile, Distraction, Do It For Me Now, and The Adventure, just unstripped down, acoustic.
But this all the same song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely okay. The same.
All right.
Just acoustic.
Okay. Why the rush?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's sort of odd, but okay.
Hey, people have bills.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So that's a release that's happening, and it's real. If you love Prince and you love London, head on out there this fall because an exhibition of Prince memorabilia will be on display. It's called My Name is Prince, and it's celebrating the 10th anniversary of the late singer's record-breaking run of 21 sold-out shows at the O2 Arena in 2007. This is the first time, though, that anything belonging to Prince will be taken out of his Paisley Park home in Minnesota.
Wow.
That's big,
yeah,
right?
That's pretty cool.
They're going to have guitars, outfits, handwritten song lyrics, and other items. The exhibit runs for 21 days at the O2 beginning October 27th.
I don't need to see Prince's overalls in a museum, but what I would like...
His overalls.
I do or whatever.
Need to see his overalls.
Well known for his overalls.
Or whatever they're dragging out of his house. But what I'm saying is I would like them to finally open up that vault and start letting us get a listen to some of the hundreds of unreleased songs that are in there. That's what I'm looking forward to. Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to say, and I'm a fan of Prince.
Yeah.
He released a lot of music.
And a lot was crap.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were, each album, it seemed like there were three good songs and eight that were either below average or terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm not as hopeful for that stash of music.
I love Prince probably a lot more than most people. Saw his shows at the Forum. It was harder to find me not at a Prince show than at a Prince show.
And how excited are you about the unreleased stuff?
Not even a little bit.
But what if some of it's good?
It'll take a lot to sift through it,
okay.
I think. I think there's a reason it was unreleased. And, you know, he would just get, you know, he'd start playing and start recording for hours on end.
And that's part of what I'm interested in is because I heard all of these stories about the jam sessions late at night or overnight at Paisley Park where he would just go in there and they would just bang out cover after cover and, you know, work up new songs. And I don't know. He's such an amazing guitar player that I just love listening to him, you know?
Okay.
Remember when Kat went to his house? You guys remember that story?
Got locked in the bathroom.
Kat went to his house and got locked in his bathroom.
Yes.
While he was playing, she was banging on the bathroom door. She couldn't get out.
One of the all-time bests.
So good. Oh, I love it so much. Something else I love. RuPaul's Drag Race. VH1 has picked up two of the series for new seasons. The network is already running a 10th season of RuPaul's Drag Race this spring. But RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars will also be back for a third season. And VH1 will also be picking up another season of RuPaul's Drag Race Untucked, which is the after show.
Okay.
Untucked.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah. We get it.
Do you?
We all get it.
Yeah,
are you
we
sure?
Get it.
I get it because I get
pretty
right.
Sure.
Talk about some birthdays, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Phil Dunphy, Modern Family. Actor Ty Burrell is 50. Kristen Wiig is 44. Singer Tori Amos is 54. Late Late host James Corden is 39. And actor Rodrigo Santoro is 42. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
By the way, quick reminder, new 2017 K-Rock sticker is out now, just in time for the summer. It's all Southern California Hot Topic locations. I know it doesn't make... look... It amazes us that we came out with the summer sticker in freaking August. Mm-hmm. But the truth is...
But everybody else would release theirs in June, July. That's so
lame.
Expected, right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
Lame.
Right? So
we're going the other way.
We're mixing it up.
Right.
And the truth is, what is summer really in Southern
right.
California? It's summer like 10 months of the year anyway. So the sticker goes anytime on your car. It's an awesome looking sticker. And the cool thing is you fill out the password that you get on the back of your sticker. You go to KROQ.com and enter that in. And you can win all sorts of great stuff, including Green Day playing in your garage, a private show for you and your family and friends. Also, front row tickets to see the band at the Rose Bowl September 16th. A brand new car, ladies and gentlemen, a 2017 Honda Civic LX and a $500 Hot Topic gift card. All you do is go to a Hot Topic location near you, pick up the sticker, go to KROQ.com. Good luck.
So your plan, if you win the Powerball, mm-hmm. is just to ghost us. Just ghost
yes.
everybody you know.
Yes, as discussed for years now on the program, yes, that is my plan. And by the way, how stupid am I in that? And maybe I assume there are a lot of other people who do this too. I never buy Powerball tickets until it gets to be crazy big.
Same, which really, really your odds are so much bigger, right? Or worse.
Your odds are the same
are
per
they?
Ticket, but more people are buying tickets. So I guess you could argue that the odds are that you'll split it more if more people are buying tickets? That you'll share the jackpot if you win?
Maybe.
But the odds are exactly the same game to game. It doesn't matter if the jackpot's $1 or $100 million. But it's so dumb, Kevin, that you and I will not buy a ticket if it's only $200 million.
Right? Because who wants that?
Because it just doesn't make any sense. That it has to get to a certain number. And for me, it's like probably over 400 is when I start to pay attention.
Yeah, if it's like 379, you go, eh. I don't want to throw $2 at that.
Tomorrow night's drawing is $650 million.
Wow.
And I was giving this a lot of thought, and I think I need some help from the Kevin and Bean listeners at 1-800-520-1067 on this, because I'm serious. This is a real question. So when I bought a ticket two drawings ago, I bought $10 worth of tickets. And I think the Powerball is $2 a line, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yes.
So that means I had five rows of numbers.
Right.
Okay. When I went to buy the ticket last time, I thought, well, maybe I should double my odds and put down $20, and that way I'll get 10 potential winning numbers. And then as I started thinking about it, I thought, well, just because I'm getting more numbers, am I really doubling my odds? Because
no.
if the odds
no.
are 1 in 292 million that you're going to win, aren't five tickets the same, essentially?
Yeah.
Mathematically, the
each
odds are just as bad.
Yes, each one is 1 in 292 million.
Okay. But at some point, isn't there an amount of tickets that you buy where you are moving the needle a little bit? Like if I have 1 million tickets, technically my odds are still 1 in 292 million for each line on the ticket, but I have 1 million of them, so my odds have to have increased, right?
I would think so.
I don't like
I'm
this.
Not exactly a mathematician.
I'm not either. Believe me, I'm way out of my depth on this.
I hate all of this.
But
right
I
now.
Feel like if you bought 1 million tickets, which, by the way, are you prepared to do?
I don't think that's for me.
Okay.
But I mean, is there a point at which you buy enough tickets that the odds are pretty good that you're going to win? And if a jackpot is this big, like let's say you were one of these rich guys, the kind of guys who go and put down $10 million on a fight in Vegas. You've got that kind of FU money. Why wouldn't you go out and put $300 million down on this lottery if you were going to have a better than 50-50 chance that you were going to win the whole thing?
But do you have a 50-50 chance?
Well, see, this is, again, I know nothing about odds.
I don't think so.
I don't know anything about odds. Allie, what are your thoughts? Do you have any Powerball feelings at all?
I hate all this math talk. I know it's very uncomfortable.
I do know
I was an elementary ed major because I didn't have to take math.
All I had to take
was mathematics for children, and I barely squeaked by. Yeah. To the point where when they got my SAT numbers back, they were like, we think something happened with the Scantron. Like, something's wrong with that. So the math talk turns me off. I'm freaked out.
Okay.
But Powerball feelings?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm in.
You're in. Are you buying tickets?
Absolutely. I'm buying them on my way home today.
Okay, so how many tickets do you buy?
I'll probably throw down 20.
Okay,
like,
you're
the baller
a crazy person.
I am. Yo.
So let me ask you this question. Statistically, as I understand, there's no difference between having one ticket and having 20 tickets.
How can that be, though?
That's what I don't understand, is how could that be? Statistically, that's true, though.
I don't.
You have no better odds.
But so you're saying just buy one.
So but then she would have. Did you say 10 tickets?
If I bought 10 tickets, obviously the chances are better of having.
I don't think so. I think each one of those 10 is one in 292 million.
How are we this dumb?
I don't know.
Well, this is why we need help.
That's why we need help. Yeah.
All right. Let's try Nadine. She sounds smart. She's in Inglewood. She's on line one. She can maybe help us out so we can decide what we should be doing when we buy our Powerball tickets for tomorrow night's drawing. Hi, Nadine.
Hey guys, I'm from Jamaica. I live in Inglewood. I'm UCLA. Come on, qualify.
All right, take it easy.
The thing you used to do is like buy the same number over and over again because the odds of you winning increases because this week, this Wednesday doesn't come up. This Saturday, buy the same number, whether you buy 10, 1, or 5. If you buy a million tickets.
Okay, wait. Hold on. So you're saying buy the same tickets even if you don't win. The next time, buy the same tickets. How does that increase?
How does that help you at all?
You're increasing your odds because it doesn't come up this one time with better odds.
But that's not true because whether it's come up in the past or not makes no difference whatsoever whether it comes up this time.
You guys, she's from Jamaica, lives in Inglewood, and went to UCLA.
Come on.
Right? That's what I'm saying, Nadine.
I don't know anything about math, but I realize now that I know more than you do about it.
I don't think so.
All right, take it easy.
Let's try Larry Anaheim, line two, up next on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Hey, Larry, help us out here.
Hello. Actually, there was a study done by Harvard in order to discover how much you actually need to pay in order to either break even or win on the lottery.
Great. This is what I need. What kind of check am I writing here?
$600,000.
So if I buy $600,000, what are my odds to win the Powerball for $650 million?
Your odds are essentially one in more. Well, right now your odds are about one in
292 million.
It's one in 292 million, 201,338.
This off the top of my head, more like about one in about 500,000.
Wow! Me.
Now you're just making a number up, aren't you?
I hope he's right though, because that's
about. But the thing is, with the Harvard study, they actually paid $600,000, and they played the lottery, and they found out that after 6 years, they made a profit of $8 million.
If this is true, why aren't there people who have that kind of disposable income who are not doing that every single week if it works out like that?
Because it's probably more profitable to put your money in a long-term stock or bond and just leave it there.
It's still more of a gamble. I see what you're saying.
You guys, I know.
It's still a gamble, but over the long run, you're going to break either even or higher.
That's just not true.
I know that none of us have real good short-term memory. I swear we had the same exact conversation at the last big Powerball.
Right, but
we
didn't win, Allie.
With no answer because no one had the right answer again.
So do we think Larry knows what he's talking about?
I don't know. I'd go back to Nadine.
Okay. Nadine's gone.
Okay.
We can't go back
to
her.
Larry, I'm glad you called. Look, Greg and Kevin and Justin and Manuel and Isaac, everybody, please hang on. We do need your help. We need a strategy, people. I'm tired of not winning the Powerball. We'll talk.
Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
See Goppy for full details. Offer is our.
I want that guy to explain the lottery odds to me.
All right, ahead of Weezer. Let's take a call.
Yeah, let's talk to Manuel. He's in Bellflower. He's got another suggestion for us on how to better our odds to win the $650 million Powerball tomorrow night. Hey, Manuel, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you all doing?
We're good.
What do you got? You got a tip for us?
Oh, I got a pretty good tip. Now, personally, I've been seeing, of course, my mom used to do the whole Powerball thing and stuff like that. So I would see on TV. I would see on TV that there was a...
Hold on just for 1 second. All right.
Yep. Go ahead.
Allie and Bean, do we think this is going to help us?
No. But I want to hear it. He said he's got a great tip.
All right, Manuel, go ahead.
Well, there was a quick fix. You know, people have a better chance of doing quick fix. Instead of actually playing their own numbers, they seem to have a better chance
of doing quick fix. But that doesn't make any sense. The computer doesn't know how the numbers were arrived at. All they know is the numbers that spit out onto your ticket.
Yeah, I would think it would be the same.
It has to be the same.
Think about it. Think about aiming at something, your goal. You tend to aim too hard. You concentrate too hard, then you kind of throw it off.
Nope.
Okay. Just kind of like just throw a random hip.
Nope.
I mean, I'm listening. No.
So if you wish those numbers, they're going to more likely come
true.
That's
the secret.
But you guys don't understand. I picked my daughter's birthday, so it has to have a better chance of winning. That's what Manuel is saying.
All right.
All right. We reject you, but we love you for listening, and thank you for calling. More calls after Weezer on K-Rock. I don't know. They figured it out, man. They're great.
It's World Famous K-Rock. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:38. We're trying to figure out the lottery. We're trying to figure out the odds, and I feel like we're further away from that than when we started 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're heading backwards, that's
correct.
For sure. Look, maybe there's no secret. Maybe it's just you just throw your $2 down there, and if you win, you win. You shouldn't think about it any more than that. But I would just, for folks who weren't with us, I was just thinking, how much of a difference does it make to buy $20 worth of tickets versus $2 worth of tickets? I don't know that it makes any difference, but shouldn't it be 10 times more? So I'm confused.
That just it can't be the case, though.
It
but
can't be
can
the case.
But how can it not be?
It just isn't.
Why,
but
though?
How can it not be, though?
Because each...
Right.
Right, but you have 10 times the numbers. Even if each one is 1 in 292, you have 10 times the chances than you do if you just have one.
Yes.
But each one of those numbers is 1 in 292 million.
Right. But you have 10 times the chances than if you just have one ticket. So,
but I think your percentage of winning goes up so infinitesimally small. It's not 10 times the chances of winning.
We shouldn't play then, right?
Let's see what AJ has going on. He's on line one in Corona. I think he's going to help. He's going to talk us through this.
Okay.
AJ, let's start by asking this question. We haven't asked anybody else, but maybe it's a good one. How many times have you won the Powerball with this immense knowledge you're about ready to share with us?
I have never won because I don't play.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. All right. So you have the answer, but you choose not to win the $650 million by playing yourself.
Would you say your odds are better by not playing?
No, they're not.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Tell us about the odds.
Okay. So the odds, I think, Bean, you mentioned it was something like 292 million that you would win.
Yeah.
So that's how many different combinations or permutations that there are in whatever balls they drop or however they select the numbers.
All right. So how does it change if he buys 10 tickets?
If he buys 10 tickets, then provided they're all each different sets of numbers,
right.
Then it goes... His odds do get better, but because...
By 10%?
No.
By 10 times?
By 10 times?
It's like by 0.0000, like a very tiny, tiny amount they go up.
That's what I think, but I don't know why.
It's because that end number is so big. So, for example, if they were only choosing from, like, 5 different balls, and if you bought, like, 10 different tickets, your odds would be fantastic. But because the combination of numbers that you can get to is so big, it doesn't matter if you buy one ticket or 10 tickets. I mean,
what if you buy a million tickets?
Yeah, how about that, AJ?
It would definitely improve your odds.
Yeah,
all right. But let me ask you guys this: don't you think most people who go in to buy a Powerball ticket today or tomorrow are going to buy more than one $2 ticket?
I would think so.
Are we all fools for putting down 10 or putting down 20? Are we all wasting our money?
I think we're all fools for spending $2. But having said that, someone's
got to
win that money.
Yeah,
and that person that wins will be a stupid move on their part just as much as it is on ours.
Right.
So someone gets it. But you know what? You can't win if you don't play. That's what I hear.
Yeah, AJ.
AJ, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. Let's go to Chris in Irvine. He's on line 8. He is actually a high school statistics teacher.
I feel like did this last time, too. Okay,
which is going to make Allie weep because you know how she gets with math. But right. Chris, what do you got? Lay it on us.
It's okay. It's a simple probability problem.
Okay, good.
You're right. One ticket has one chance out of 292 million to win.
Right.
Check.
Two
Got
tickets,
it.
Two out of 292 million. So you've increased your odds by 50%. Now it's one out of 146 million.
that's still ridiculously small, but it's twice as good as it was.
If that's just, that's not true.
He's saying it is.
But it isn't.
He's a high school stats teacher.
You double your chance of winning, but it's still ridiculously small. One out of 146 million.
But wait a minute. Hold on.
By 10, then it's one out of how many?
Right, that's my
Your
point.
Your numbers seem to be going down in large amounts.
You don't cut that 292 million
in half. Well, Allie, everything counts in large amounts.
Oh,
you know
very
that.
Very good. Very good. I liked it a lot.
Wait, I have a question. Hold on. I have a serious question. So you buy one ticket. So then you buy a second ticket, and you still only have one in 292 million. It doesn't.
But
it,
you have
you
two
don't cut
chances
it in half.
Out of 292 million.
It's right, but is it one in 292 million statistically identical to two in 292 million?
That's the point.
Well, if you want to round it off, yes, it is 0.000. But again, if you do it as a fraction, it's one over 292 million, which if you put that as a decimal, is 0.000.
Okay, I can't do fractions and decimals. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Chris, thank you
for calling. Get off my phone. Let's try Justin one more real quick. Los Alamitos, he has been patiently waiting to yell at us. He says it's simple math, you guys. I think Justin thinks we're all idiots. What's going on?
All right, Justin, help us, because I feel like we're idiots.
Hi, my name is Justin. It's been explained like two or three times already, guys.
But we don't get it.
I think we're wrapping our heads around it.
Go ahead.
To make it easier, let's just say it's one in 400 million are your chances.
Okay.
Like the last I said, you buy two. Yes, each ticket is statistically independent, one in 400 million, but you got two of them. So now your odds are one in 200 million. You buy four, it's one in 100 million. You buy eight, it's one in 50 million. It's just simple.
That's not true.
It's absolutely
it's
true.
It's just not true. And I don't know why. I don't know why it's not true, but I know it's not true.
Well, listen.
Because then if you buy 100, you're basically guaranteed to win with the way you do it, Justin.
100 divided by 292 million? That's nothing. It's still nothing. I don't buy tickets either.
You are cutting your odds in half with each one you bought.
It's not in half.
That's
the math you just said was in half.
You said one in 400 million. The second one is one in 200 million. So you cut it in half.
I said if you buy two, then you cut it in half. And then if you want to cut it in half.
But that isn't true.
You buy four.
Oh, man.
You guys.
I wish I was smart because Justin's just not telling us the truth.
All right.
It's a fraction.
He's in the pocket of a big lottery. That's what's happening here. I feel like we settled it, and we all learned a lot, and now we're all likely to win tomorrow night.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
Right? Why is everybody so mad? What's happening?
Well,
everybody's so angry.
A lot of math feelings. For and against.
Everybody's just angry and mad.
We were trying to figure out the Powerball.
How do you think we did?
I think we did great. I think we solved it. I think we nailed it. Andre writes in, and I think this is the definitive word, and then we'll move on. And he says simply, the square root of taco is salsa. So now I think we know the answer.
All right.
Thanks for
that help.
Thank you, Andre. Allie's in for the Showbiz Beat, in for Ralph Garman. And then Jared Leto talks new 30 Seconds to Mars, and we'll play their song, Walk on Water, too, coming up right after the top of the hour. First, here's Allie.
I will say this. We discussed my problems with math.
Yes.
How I'm not good at numbers.
Right.
Haven't been my whole life.
Right.
I held up a sign during that segment for you and Chip that just said, I need to poo. And that's what happens when I get super, nervous and tense and anxious about something. And you don't think that's normal.
Well.
Because I do that during sporting events, too. Like, I get, like the Dodgers, I get really nervous sometimes. And you don't have to poop when you're nervous?
No.
Really?
No, it's more of just a natural whenever thing. When I start talking about math, it doesn't make
really?
Poo. No,
Bean, what about you?
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
No, I don't have the nervous poop connection. No.
Give us a call. 1-800-522-
Nope.
Okay.
No, thank you.
I just did that for Chip. That whole lead up was just for that. Whew.
I think we figured it out.
All right. Good. Wow. Game of Thrones, you
right?
guys. Yeah, I mentioned this earlier. If you didn't hear yesterday's recap of Game of Thrones by Kevin, which was also his first time ever watching Game of Thrones, it is worth going back to the podcast for a listen.
Because nailed it?
Nailed it so much.
Thank you.
So very much.
Didn't get high marks on that either.
Kevin's recap is on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, by the way,
for
folks who want to.
No. I mean, it's good.
Folks who want to scream at it.
It is really good. However, Remember when the hackers were threatening HBO? They were going to release emails, different shows, that type of thing.
Yes.
We haven't really heard about it in the past week or so.
And they did release this last episode of Game of Thrones?
Did they?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, that's what they're threatening right now.
Oh, it is. Okay.
They're threatening to leak the season finale, of Game of Thrones, which is this Sunday. It's the Mr. Smith Group. They're the group of hackers that say they have access to many HBO platforms and that HBO should be ready for them to leak it before the end of the week. And they're demanding payment from HBO to not release the show.
How are the authorities not able to track this kind of blackmail down?
You would think, right?
Yes.
Or are they always just one step ahead type of thing?
Let's discuss it at length in the next break.
And if they are one step ahead, why don't we get those guys working for us, right?
Right.
Right.
I think that does happen. We don't need people calling that
are we getting people
when they're nervous. We don't.
I mean, let's take a couple calls.
I don't feel like we need to take any. Thanks, thanks, everyone.
People do get nervous. Poop.
Dear Lord, what's happening?
It's just good. It's just good stuff.
It isn't good stuff. It's not good.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think I know the answer to this, but have any of you eaten at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants? Sir Pump Villablanca.
I
knew Dave had. I knew it. Well, Dave is a huge Vanderpump Rules guy.
Oh,
is that why you went, Dave, or were you going to go there anyway?
It was just for dinner, but I was excited to be there.
Absolutely. Well, you'll be happy to know she's opening up yet another restaurant. This one will be a launch called Tom and Tom.
Yes, with Tom, the Toms, yes.
Yes, Dave.
Take it easy,
with
Dave.
With the Toms, Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz. It's to honor them, and word is the Toms will be helping out.
Oh, that's great. And the Toms are going to be there.
They will be there.
Wow.
And it's supposed to launch in November, just ahead of the new season premiering.
So exciting.
So, wow, she's doing all right. Four West Hollywood restaurants. That's pretty good, Lisa Vanderpump, and all your rules. Good stuff. What about the VMAs this weekend, you guys? Happening at the Forum.
Who's hosting? Do we know?
Katy Perry.
Oh, all right. Go on.
And performing. I heard it. It was
on.
Yes. Katy Perry is hosting and performing.
All right.
So right there, I think, worth taking a look, right?
I hear that Taylor will be there, by the way.
Oh.
Really?
And Katie and Taylor being in the same place, under the same roof, could be fireworks, no pun intended. Could be interesting to see this.
Not interested.
You go, girl.
Just here we go. It's on. Race war.
I don't think it's a race war.
Race war's on, everybody. It's going down. It's going down.
It's not a race war. It's just...
Come on. Race war.
Here we go.
Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
Seriously, Jen, you can hang up. We're not going to talk to you about your nervous pooping.
Jen, I'd like to talk to you about your nervous pooping.
To.
Just know that. And Newbury Park. Maybe it's an 805 thing. Right?
Stay on target.
Okay,
stay
sorry. Some new additions to the lineup for the VMAs on
new
Sunday.
New addition is playing the VMAs?
Oh, I wish. No. But Logic, Gucci Mane, Post Malone, and Julia Michaels have all been added. So.
I don't know who any of those people are.
You know who Gucci Mane is and Post Malone.
I don't think those are the big names, though.
No, these are the ones just added.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Julia Michaels, she sings that song, Issues.
Mm-hmm. Issues song.
Issues, yeah. It's a real great tune.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah.
The woman that wanted to talk poop. I mean, email me. I'm very open.
Fire must cleanse us.
Right?
That's right. Let's just go to some birthdays, shall we?
Please.
Singer Tori Amos is 54. Actor Ty Burrell, Phil Dunphy, Modern Family, he's 50. Actress Kristen Wiig, 44. And Late Late host James Corden is 39. I'm Allie McKay. And for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
It's been a while since I've seen Dave, the King of Mexico, as fired up about a video on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page as he is about this Uber video that was posted yesterday. What do you love about this so much, Dave?
I don't want to say I love it. I just think it's fascinating how people could get this wasted and then go that crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, these two girls got wasted and got picked up by an Uber driver and then started vomiting. And he had to kick them out, and then they went on a rampage at the
they started beating everybody up at the In-N-Out,
the parking lot in Sunset.
I know we're gonna hear some of this news coverage in a second, but I have to ask you guys: are we sure that they were drunk and not high? The reason I ask is because most people that are drunk don't have this kind of energy to do the things.
You have to be that drunk, dude.
Yeah, they do.
And they are most likely blackout drunk, and they will not remember any of this.
Like, this video is going to be a shock to them.
Yes,
right?
They were taking on everybody that lived.
And
cars.
Let's hear a little bit of the coverage from CBS Television.
Good evening. I'm Pat Harvey.
And I'm Rick Garcia. A night out ended with punches, screams, and kicks for two women who took an Uber ride in Hollywood, and the rage was caught on camera.
CBS 2's Jeff Nguyen is live with the Uber driver's video of the night that he'll never forget.
This guy got out of his Uber and started videoing them.
They damaged his car.
But that's what's fascinating about this to me, you guys. Kevin, you nailed it. Is rather than try to protect his car and his stuff and push the girls away or whatever, he just gave up. He just decided, I'm just going to document this.
Do you
want to
take on these girls?
No. Have you seen it? I don't want to take them on.
It's just, but would you walk away from your own car, Kevin, and start videotaping smashing up your car? Don't you think your instinct is to protect your stuff?
No, I don't think I would protect my car at that point.
Okay. If you're the Uber driver, you're working, so now you're documenting for insurance purposes.
Right, agree.
I mean, then he has a very clear head to not get caught up in the drama of the moment and be thinking about, okay, at one point this is going to be over, and then I'll be happy to have this evidence, I guess.
Jeff.
Pat and Rick, it all went down in this parking lot. The Uber driver says that he had his camera rolling to document the damage done to his car. Well, he ended up getting a lot more.
They need to be restrained. They're going to start hurting people.
Now they're just walking through the parking lot and they're beating up anyone that comes up to them. It's insane.
The Uber driver says that he picked the women up from a Hollywood bar on Saturday night. He said they reeked of alcohol. I said, hey, you don't look too good. Are you going to be sick in the car? Which has to be number one on the list of things that Uber drivers are worried about.
I would guess.
Yes. What do you think? Number one, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we're fine. And then one of them proceeded to immediately vomit all over his backseat. And I guess if you're the Uber driver at that point, you just want to get these people out of my car. So that's why he pulled into the parking lot at the In-N-Out Burger on Sunset and Orange. He left the girls out of the car, and apparently they weren't having any of it. And
the person recording this video is Uber driver Travis Cole, who says he picked up two women in Hollywood Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
One of them got sick in the back seat, so he pulled over at this In-N-Out on Sunset Boulevard at Orange. But soon, the women started dropping F and N bombs, and the pictures speak for themselves.
She's right behind him. She's using her heel.
They are smashing cars.
All right, let me stop for one second.
That's a good Saturday night.
That is. Wow. Let me stop for one second. At this point in the video, and again, you can see it on the Kevin Bean Facebook page, there must be 40 people standing around watching.
Bean, I don't know if you've ever been to that In-N-Out on a Saturday night. It's packed, and there's a line through up the block.
But my question is, are you guys surprised that nobody was willing to jump in, that they were just standing around just watching?
Have you seen it? No.
Yes, I've seen it.
I'm jumping in.
I'm not getting near those ladies.
She's using her heel. I'm out.
Yeah, she's using her heel as a hammer, Bean.
Peace out.
They took out a security guard.
I know that there are a lot of people who are just like...
I mean, he was Paul Blartish, but they took him out.
Hey. A lot of people are like, I don't want to get involved.
Right.
But I'm just frankly... Well,
are you going to jump in and stop him?
Not me, but somebody.
There was this tussle and a sucker punch. Cars in the parking lot were not safe.
Psychopaths.
That guy cracks me up. That guy's just like... Psychopaths.
They need to be restrained.
Talk about a laid-back dude.
Psychopaths.
Then, one of the women decided to pick a fight with this lady.
Oh. Oh.
Within seconds, she's on the ground, arms behind her back, and she's not talking so tough anymore.
The woman takes her down.
Yeah, so that girl jumped in.
She did jump
straight
in.
Yes, this like, lady took one down and said, this needs to stop. Yeah,
not
and
on
took
my watch. Down. And sat on her until the cops came.
Yes.
Yeah. I almost can't believe this didn't happen at Waffle House watching this video.
Like, but off me. Nope.
About a minute later,
nope.
Police showed up to arrest this woman as well as the second who was nearby. They've been identified as 26-year-old Stacy Avila and 32-year-old Larissa Avila. Both posted $20,000 bail on a felony charge.
And Travis Cole says that the woman smashed his side window, broke a door handle, and left the inside of the car even worse off than that. Both are expected in court next month.
But upside, $6 tip on a $10 ride. Think literally. That's unbelievable. After all that.
Do you think they got up and said, ooh, rate 5 stars,
right?
$6 tip, $10 ride.
They had no idea what happened.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36.
Please stop emailing us with how lotto odds work. It's only making it worse. The more facts we have on this subject, the more confusing it gets, and I don't want Allie to have to poop if we start talking math again.
Look, here's the thing. Everybody knows 100% that they understand it,
mm-hmm.
and most of those people don't understand it.
Yes, including us, by
including
the
way. Us.
Including us. Yeah. So I guess the takeaway is, look, buy a ticket or don't, and if you win, you're just lucky. Don't worry about the odds. Just take the money, right?
Right, sure.
9:37, it is Tuesday morning. Allie's in for Ralph Garman with our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Forbes has come out with their highest paid actor list. And Bean, since I know you know this answer, mostly because you sent me the story, I'm going to have Kevin guess.
All right.
Bobo.
Bobo is not it.
Going to have me
highest
guess.
Paid actor.
Bill
and
O'Reilly.
I will tell you this. This person knocked off last year's winner.
Jesus.
It is not Jesus, but he should be paid a lot.
That's how it works every time there's a new highest paid actor.
Well,
it's knocked off last year's winner, right?
Well, no. I just said the highest paid actor. I didn't say it was a new one.
Johnny Asshole.
Then.
Who's
no.
the highest
no.
paid actor of last year?
Liquid Larry.
No, very close though. I think he was just out of the top 10.
He's your pig.
No, he's not an actor. He's a
Rats Cabies.
Rats Cabies did not make it this year.
Charlie Manson.
No, not a lot of acting.
Boba Fett.
It's Bobo.
It's Bobo.
Olivia
Bobo.
Newton-John.
Star I just said it's Bobo.
The most successful movie musical of all time.
The Son of Flubber.
No, not the Son of Flubber.
Biggie.
I mean, it's supposed to go one and one, you guys.
That was on me. That's on me. That was on me. That's my bad.
All right, whose turn is it now?
Mine.
Vin Diesel.
Not,
Vin
Diesel. Oh, well,
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel came in third,
yes!
earning $54.5
million.
Wow. So good job, Vin Diesel.
Mohinder,
not on the list.
Anthony Edwards!
No, but I wish he was.
Mm.
He's great.
I think the black guy, I forgot what his name is.
The black guy, you forgot what his name is.
Is that
maybe,
guy on the list?
Maybe.
Senor Grande?
Senor Grande, just out of the top five.
Rock Dog.
Yes, The Rock is number two.
Oh!
Also, last year's champ. So The Rock came in at $65 million during this 12-month time period.
Who's making more money than The Rock
That's
is the question
what
now?
I'm saying, and I had...
Could it be Kevin Hart?
No idea. It would be this person. Kevin Hart, not even
not
top
even
five.
That, yeah. Hmm. Could it be
Steve?
It is not Steve.
Okay.
Trapper John? Trapper John MD, not in the top five this year.
Turd Ferguson,
not on there.
Ted Ziegenbusch. That's a good guess.
Oh, it's 68 degrees alone.
Count Smokula,
not on it this year.
Teddy Pendergrass.
No.
The Louisiana Creeper.
Mm-mm. Nope.
John Sedlak, seen here with his pet falcon.
Is it John Sedlak with his pet falcon?
I wish it was more than anything.
Uncle Fat.
No.
Three Doors Down.
Nope. They're a band.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
It is not Jason Bourne.
Pretty McSweetface.
Well, some people might call him that.
Who is number one?
I'm saying. Should I go through six on down?
Sure.
All right. Number six, Robert Downey Jr. Number five, Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Wow. Really? Yes. In 2017, wow. Jackie Chan is one of the highest paid actors in the world.
That's what I'm saying.
When was the last time he was in a movie for U.S. audiences?
I don't think it's just movies.
Mean in the U.S.
No, no, yeah. I know, but I'm saying he's making that much money. We haven't seen him on our big screens in forever.
Yeah, we have not. Yeah, he made $49 million last year.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Coming in fourth. Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf. I wish. Hmm. No. Adam Sandler. With $50.5 million.
And that's all Netflix money.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. Number three, we mentioned Vin Diesel. Number two, last year's winner, The Rock. Coming in at number one, I did not see this coming because the movie I didn't think was that big this year. But apparently it was a little
movie. Ladies and gentlemen, Punxsutawney Phil.
It is not Punxsutawney Phil.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
It is not.
Cisco.
No.
Carl. Oswesky.
Nope.
Buck Cherry.
Nope. He was in a movie called Transformers, The Last Knight.
Hugo Weaving.
Not Hugo.
Kevin, Transformers.
Transformers. Mark Wahlberg?
Mark
what?
Wahlberg pulled what? In $68 million.
What? Wow.
Do you think he had a piece of the action?
He had to.
He must have.
Had to.
That was the only thing he was in, right?
In this 12-month period, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy, right? Wow.
That's crazy, right?
It's crazy, right?
That is crazy. Right?
Yeah.
It's I don't nuts. Think most people would have been able to come up with that name.
No way.
As the highest paid actor in the world. That's crazy, right?
No. It's crazy. We talked about this before, and it still stuns me that people go to clubs to see sometimes very D-list, sometimes even lower on the list, celebrities make an appearance. And this one I thought was just absolutely delightful. Remember American Idol alum William Hung way back in 2004 when he sang Ricky Martin's She Bangs?
Yeah. Barely.
2004, and he is still milking it. Granted, maybe not the biggest payday, but he played at a club over the weekend called Third Base Bar in Chandler, Arizona. The bar booked him for $1,000, paid for his airfare and his travel just so he could perform there. He got his own booth, signed autographs, took pics with fans, they bought him shots, basically had a great time. But the winner in all this is the bar because he brought in 250 people that might not have been there normally, but they see William Hung and they're like, I gotta go.
Well, how is that possible?
That's what I'm saying.
How is it possible that anyone sees his name and says, I gotta go?
Right? But then again, I thought about this because our good friend Jensen went to see Corey Haim. Nope, that would be quite the show. Corey Feldman and the Angels, when they performed, he went on a party bus out to Agora Hills. So
of course he did.
I mean, he's doing it with a bunch of his friends, and those are people we know and like. So people do these things, right?
I mean, clearly.
And you may be asking yourself, hey, how'd he sound? Well, we got some tape.
He has not gotten better. Wow. 13 years later, he may sound worse than he did on American Idol.
Wow.
By the way, Dave brings up a good point. Who are we to sit around and wonder who's going to see William Hung when Kevin and Ralph have already determined
that
they're going to go see the Cash Me Outside girl when she comes to town?
That is very true.
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Great point.
I'm all in on
her. I would see William Hung 8,000 times before I saw that little trashy kid.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
That's what I'm talking
about. And we determined a few hours ago that William Hung is now going to be in Chip's band. William Well Hung. Heart.
This is all I want in life.
I'm telling you, we've got our feelers out, and I really feel good about it.
Do you know the song She Bangs?
We can learn it.
Because I feel
I
like
don't think he knows it either.
It's probably the only one that he sort of knows.
The only one. It's good stuff. Speaking of a band that we love, Pennywise, you guys.
Yes.
They are launching their own beer. It'll be known as the Brohim of beers. They have partnered with Eureka's Lost Coast Brewery for the release of Pennywiser, a session IPA that will be available in limited release in Southern California starting Wednesday, September 6th. There it is. Chip and Kevin are fighting over that button right now. It's not good what I'm saying.
Who needs their own beer less than Fletcher?
No one.
Right?
No one really.
Right?
Apparently for years, the guys have been talking about... Apparently for years, the guys have been talking about how they need their own beer. But one thing that they knew, they were going to call it Pennywiser. So now...
That's awesome.
It's a great name. Coming out September 6th. I think we need to try it before it's released.
All right.
Who's with me?
Of course.
Fletcher. Like Fridays with Fletcher. It'll be a new segment. He comes in and we just drink beer. Give us a call. If you... are a Pearl Jam fan, you are going to love that their sold-out concerts in Chicago at Wrigley Field in August of last year were filmed and recorded, and the documentary Let's Play 2 will now open in movie theaters in late September and early October. And that soundtrack will be out on September the 29th. So if you want to check that out, you can. Or you can be like Bean and wait until it's in the comfort of your own home. And that will happen on Fox Sports 1. They're going to be playing Let's Play 2 on October 13th during the Major League Baseball playoffs. Which
like
makes
it.
Sense because of the Cubs and them and Wrigley and it all ties together. You with me?
Nope.
I'm with you.
All right. Good
Is
stuff.
Baseball involved?
Still baseball.
Yeah.
Still out?
Out.
Okay. Some birthdays today. Tori Amos is 54. Kristen Wiig is 44. Rodrigo Santoro is 42. Ty Burrell is 50. And late host James Corden is 39 years old today. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Hey, Muggs.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
We are good.
What are you guys doing later?
I was going to go to a location and see if I could get one of them there stickers.
Well, I'm glad you are, Allie, because we're going to be at the Oaks in the land of a thousand oaks.
Thousand Oaks?
Thousand Oaks at the Oaks Mall.
He was trying to dress it up a little.
Oh, was it?
1 to 3 p.m. Of course, we have the new K-Rock summer sticker. You can win the Civic, the front row seats at their show September 16th, and that there I'm talking about is Green Day,
mm-hmm.
and you can have them play your garage.
Yeah.
We're going to have Paramore tickets on site, tons more prizes, Hot Topic gift cards, and I'm going to be there making a fool of myself. So why don't you come down 1 to 3 p.m.?
I worked at the Oaks Mall.
What'd you do there?
In high school. It was like one of those weird stores that sold like crystals and rocks, something wonder. Something wonder.
Hey, on your ride home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful the dealers. I had to turn the mics down, Bean. They didn't know we were still on the air.
Apparently not.
Tomorrow morning,
girl talk we interrupted.
Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to check in with Mama Muggs because she's the worst Dodger fan of all time.
Ever.
She turns off every game when the Dodgers fall behind, and they have this season come back 40 times?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
So she's seen none of those.
None.
Sweet. We're also going to talk to the quarterback at USC, Sam Darnold. We are going to take your horror stories if you're an Uber driver based on today's story. And we've got your pay-per-view for Mayweather and McGregor as well as the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices tomorrow on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.